I wasn't perfect by any stretch of the imagination, but I think this team needed a win, and a win like that in particular, I think that really helps us, gives us some momentum going into the rest of the season, when there were a lot of doubt about what we were going to be able to do and what we could do and trying to win on the road. But they showed a lot of character and fortitude by being down for 18, I believe, and then coming back, going into overtime, and then being able to win the game. And several guys stepped up and made plays to help us win. And so that was critical for us, and that was good. Now I told them that the next play is next week, the next team that we have to line up and play. And so we have to go get ready for that. Now we're going to enjoy this one for a short time, but next week is around the corner, and so we have to do that. But you know, that same team, they got a lot of pride over there on that side, and they fought hard, and we just did a little bit more, which allowed us to win the game. So we were very happy with that. Okay, I'll open it up.
Romeo, after what happened to Jamal Charles in Buffalo last week, did you have any doubt that he could come out and kind of carry offensively like he did today?
I did not have any doubt about Jamal. I told you what happened last week, and the other guys were doing pretty good, and so he didn't get back in, and he did pretty good today. So we feel good about that.
I mean, less about the injury and more, you know, 6 carries, 3 yards, and today he had, you know, whatever, 250 or whatever it ended up being.
I mean, you know, every game situation is different, and every game plan is different. And, I mean, I think that he was doing what he always does, is he runs with the football, and he can make some guys miss. And if you give him a seam, he can run for a touchdown. And so that's what he does. And so he just did what he was supposed to do. And we knew that he could do it. And, you know, we're going to ask him to do it next week and the week after. But we're also going to ask those other guys to come in and step in and play and do their job as well.
Remember, they hit you with that shot right away. What did the defense do? Basically shut them out, because the two touchdowns they got were on short fields after takeaways.
Well, you know, we've been talking all week about if there's a bad play or a negative play, that's just one play. Let's put that play behind you and let's play the next play. And that's exactly what the defense did, because they were talking on the sideline saying we're okay. They hit us on a play, you know, and so now let's go play defense. And they went out and they played defense.
You said some guys stepped up. Justin Houston stepped up.
Well, Justin Houston, Jamal Charles, you know, I mean, you can name several of them, but who played. But in my estimation, this was a team victory, you know, because all the guys had energy, attitude, and a good effort, and that's what it takes to win in this league.
The interception by Rock, I mean, that's something you guys have been looking for.
Exactly. We've been looking for turnovers, and we were able to get one. So hopefully there will be more coming, but we needed that, and that helped.
You were playing for overtime at the end of the fourth quarter. You were obviously set up for the field goal there. Why not be a little more aggressive there? What was your thinking?
Well, you take the field goal and go into overtime, or you risk not getting anything out of it and maybe losing the game. And I thought the guys had played really hard all game, and I didn't want them to come up empty-handed. And I felt like that if we could get to overtime, that we might have a chance, you know. And you never know what happens in overtime. And, you know, we won the coin toss and thought that that would be a good plus, but they stopped us. And then we ended up stopping them, and then we drove it down and kicked the game winner, you know. So, you know, the ebbs and flows of the game, that things like that happen and occur.
And then you went for it on fourth down there. You might have, I think you had the ball, what was it, 36, 38, something like that, in overtime on the winning drive, wasn't it, Randy? Yeah.
It might have been out a little bit further on that fourth down play. Far enough for a little indecision, but it was close enough on the yardage that you felt like that if guys did what they were supposed to do, you could get the first down. And so we took the chance to get the first down, because at that point any score would win, and it wasn't the situation where a touchdown was needed to win. Since both teams had possessed the ball, any score would win.
When it was 24-6, Romeo, did you consider making a change of quarterback?
No.
Why not?
Because I felt these guys would come back, and they came back, and we won.
I asked you the other day, what happens if Hudson will be hurt?
Yeah, you did. And I told you Lilger would go in and play, and that's what he did.
And handling shotgun snaps, I mean, that's just – talk about –
Well, Randy, I told you, we practice those things, even though you don't see them all the time, but we do practice, and so the practice paid off, you know. And so then if he had gotten hurt, Austin Moore would have been the guy who had gone in there. So, but you know, you practice, and you hope those things never occur, but when they do occur, because you did practice them, then they can work for you.
Okay, so Hudson's...
They haven't told me he got a knee. I don't know exactly what it is. He got an elbow.
And there's one on Hillis.
Yeah, Hillis. I think it was an ankle.
Yeah, so I mean, what does McCluster and Hudson look like? I mean, is that what, long-term?
I don't know. Like I said, they haven't told me. I just saw him sitting in there when I came in. Hudson had an ice pack on his knee, and McCluster was in a sling.
Okay.
You know, so.
Romeo, I'm sorry, Derek Johnson left for a little bit.
Yeah, he was getting cramped up, so we took him in and massaged him down and gave him an IV, and he came back. Guys, I really don't know, because they haven't told me everything, you know, and I don't know if there's more or not, you know, but those are the guys, though. I think those are the major guys.
Having suckers, I mean, this franchise has had Stenberg, they've had Lowry, they've had Stojanovic, first guy to be 600 games. Can I talk about?
Well, you know what? We've been working all week, you know, because in the first game, we had a little issue in the first game, but he's been working hard, you know, to try to be consistent. And then today, he was able to be consistent and put those points on the board, and then, you know, the game winner. And so I think that will help his confidence, help our confidence. And so, but that's what pro players do. That's what they're supposed to do.
You've said a couple times during the season, something to the effect that we need to figure out what we do well. I know emotionally winning like this helps in some ways, but X's and O's football stuff, did you see anything today that's going to help you going forward that shows you what you guys do well?
Well, I think we ran the ball well, and we played much better defense than we've been playing. And if we can continue to do that, then we will be competitive and we'll be in the games.